The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, you're watching Straight for Paddock. This is the Paddock Podcast. I'm here with Andy Tate from Full Time Devils. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
And Alex, how are you? I'm great. Thank you. Good.
Not bad at all.
Oh, it's been a big week, hasn't it? All sorts has gone on. United have drawn. We've got the draw for the Europa League. We can go live on the channel again. Oh. I keep going on about it, but it was a big
deal.
Dead
happy, aren't you?
Just dead happy. It's a big deal. 45 days. We've got a copyright strike. Frivolous copyright strike, and it's been taken away.
It was just me and him talking. Just it was.
45 days. Unbelievable.
It's technicalities, isn't it?
It's technicality. That's all it is.
You know what I mean?
Right, let's jump into it then. United, of course, have got Colchester tomorrow night. Tell me a bit about that, Alex.
It's a big game.
What to look forward to? You did the preview. You know all what's going on.
I know everything about Colchester. They've not been that bad. No? They're ninth in the league, but... in League Two, but...
They have beat Spurs.
They beat Spurs. Well, so I found out they beat Spurs in the League Cup and then lost their under-21s 2 weeks later.
So, you know, what, Colchester lost to their own under-21s?
To Tottenham's under-21s.
Oh, OK, yeah.
So it's...
That could have been a trick or trade.
Yeah, one of them. But, you know, I think defensively, from the looks of it, they've been quite good. They can see one goal in the League Cup all year. So that's how they kind of got through them last two rounds.
And you know what? That's United's problem, isn't it?
That's breaking teams down. So I'm fearful that it's going to be one of them tomorrow. They're just going to park the bus and just sort of sit back, try and get it to penalties and go.
It could be like a Rochdale.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
we seem to have turned a corner a little bit since the form around that Rochdale game. Yeah. We couldn't get a win at all, could we? I think surely even a deep-lying Colchester team, we're going to be able to cut through them.
Well, yeah. Was it two defeats in 11 games, if you count, since the Liverpool game? We've lost to Bournemouth. We've lost to Astana. They're the only two defeats. And we're in a really good run of form. Like I say, Sunday, I was happy with the point in the end.
Because we were lackluster.
Yeah. But previously, like I say, we've been on a flyer. I would say we've beaten Tottenham, we've beaten City. The Dutch side out, was it?
Alkmaar.
And they're second in the Dutch league as well.
Yeah, they're not.
They were 3 points behind Ajax before this weekend just gone. So I don't know what that game ended up. But we're on a run of form and we're doing okay. And we have a chance to go to a semi final, lad.
I know. That's the thing, isn't it? Like, if Solskjaer wins the Carling Cup or gets to the final.
Jumping in, they beat Ajax at the weekend.
Beat Ajax. So that's a team.
Not a bad team.
And we beat them
beat Ajax.
Yeah.
But getting to a final or a semi-final, getting to Wembley. Are there semi-finals at Wembley these days?
No.
It's just FA Cup, two-legged.
Yeah. But if we get to the final, obviously Liverpool are playing. Just so you know, there's some sort of work going on upstairs. There's hoovering, there's drilling, there's banging. So if you hear that, there's not an earthquake or anything. It's just the work upstairs. But I think Liverpool are probably going to be playing their under-23 team tonight, aren't they? Because they're all
the actual
gone
team
against Villa.
Qatar.
So there's a good chance of United being... in a semi-final.
You know if Liverpool's under-23s go through, they won't play in a semi-final.
No,
if it's against us, there's no way that would be allowed to happen.
No.
Not a chance.
Because Liverpool have been given... thrown a bone and they've been favouritism because we couldn't do the FA Cup, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were scrutinised for it 20 odd years ago, so... I could say it's one of those things. If it happens again, will they do it?
I don't think.
To another team?
No. I think from now on.
Because it's Liverpool.
Because Liverpool have kicked up this fuss and they've said all this. I reckon now it's going to be if you're in this, we're going to give you a buy or whatever, or they'll rearrange the fixtures around that.
So they'll do it for any Premiership champions?
I reckon from now on, or whatever they'll do.
They'll do it for any European.
I reckon.
If the team's from England and the European Cup holders, will they do it?
They've not made the same fuss about. There's not the same thing when United did it. They kicked off and said,
will they
do
it? We'll say, if City won the Champions League, I'm not saying he will.
Don't say they will.
I won't. They won't win it, but if the scenario's the same time next year, and they say you can't, then you know this favouritism.
But I think surely they have to, if it did happen again, they couldn't then go back and say, you know, you can't play or anything like that. They'd have to let them because of Liverpool.
They have to let
them. Well, then you know it's a Liverpool thing because they won the Champions League 2005 and he wasn't going to go into the competition for the next season, so they had to find his place to let him back in for the following season. I remember that. But 2006.
I think Liverpool still want to, even though they're having to do this, still want to win this competition, because for as much as everyone's gone out about Klopp and how brilliant he's been, he's only won one trophy at the time.
I watched that Arsenal game, them kids were really good.
Yeah, good team. It's a good team. They still got it there. So we'll see how they get on. Villa, good, played all right against us. Got a good chance, man.
Yeah, they're not a bad team, and they seem to be. They started really poorly, didn't they? And they've had a few decent results in the last sort of 6 or 7 weeks. So they're more of the team we saw last season rather than the one we saw at the start of the season. If you're Villa, you've got to be thinking we have to win this.
There's
a bit of pressure on them, to be honest, because they're expected to beat essentially a team of kids. Like, if Villa don't win this, they'll be absolutely kicking themselves. Yeah. They're never going
to
get a chance.
It's a chance to, like I say, like us, it's a chance to get a two-legged semi-final. Yeah. And you're two games from Wembley.
I think we're set up for over two legs. You know, the way we've sort of, we can sit, we're quite comfortable to sit back and hit teams on the counter. I think like that, if we get, even if we got Liverpool, even if we got a City, I'd be quite happy.
I could see a 20-10 coming. I could see United two-legged semi with City.
Yeah.
Or United rise to the occasion. Wayne Rooney, the atmosphere that night, Old Trafford, 20-10. The place went absolutely bonkers, and it was just for the League Cup game because it meant so much.
That was Tevez. Didn't Tevez score?
Like I say, Shea Given, he had the game of his life that day. Yeah, yeah. And it was the same season with Michael Owen and Paul Scholes. Yeah. And I think we are a big team. We can perform when we play the bigger teams, and it's a chance to get to Wembley.
And I think, like you were saying about Klopp, who they've only won one trophy since he's been there. I know it's the Champions League, obviously, but I think he wants to win anything.
Yeah.
Nothing Solskjaer wants more than to get any silverware at all, because that's the one, like...
It's a feather in his cap.
It's a feather in his cap. He's never won anything outside this.
That first season, I think everyone kind of sat back.
Desperate for trophies.
I think the fact that we sat off in the league and finished where we did, I think we finished sixth or seventh, didn't we?
Sixth in the
league. What helped there was the fact that we already had silverware. I think that made a massive difference at the start of that.
I think it's massive.
Going into Europa League.
Can push you on to the final stage of the season. Yeah. I mean, we could win the League Cup, go out Europa League, but we still got the confidence to go on. I'm going to say 2-3 points off top four with a few games to go. We can do it.
And also next time, so let's say this season it's the Carling Cup, let's say we get to the final, next year it might be the FA Cup final. You get a team that's used to winning things, used to winning high-pressure games. Yeah. One day it might be the Champions League, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. They're the things you need to do.
A trophy's a trophy, gee.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of trophies, we had the draw this week for the UEFA Cup, as I still like to call it. UEFA Cup sounds better than Europa League to me.
It does.
Cause like it,
back in the day.
Because it's a cup, you're fighting for a cup. The league just... We've got the league already, we don't need another one.
The UEFA Cup, it was called the Fairs Cup. In the late 60s,
that sounds worse, doesn't it?
The Fairs Cup, Cup.
I'm imagining what's it called? Ferris wheels and like people throwing stuff at coconut just at the fair.
A few English teams did win it. Newcastle won it. Leeds won it twice. So then gradually, I remember my first time watching UEFA Cup. Tottenham won it in 1984 against Anderlecht.
Yeah,
and that's showing me age, and I was eight.
Well, yeah.
8-9.
I remember Fulham getting to the final. That was their their peak of their whole
Middlesbrough existence. Middlesbrough, didn't it? Mm. They got tonked by Sevilla, won it 3 years on a spin.
So when Celtic got to the final as well, they got beat by
Porto.
Mm. Yeah,
Mourinho,
wasn't it?
So United have got Club Bruges, Club Brugge.
Yeah.
What we thinking to Club Bruges? We were saying before, weren't we? Putting an impressive performance away at the Bernabeu. They were 2-0 up, I think. Yeah. Ended up being 2-2. But that sort of almost offers a false kind of impression of their Champions League season.
They got 3 points. That was 3 draws. 2 of them against the team that got spanked in every other game.
Yeah.
And where are they in the domestic league?
They're top of the league.
The top. 6 points clear.
So
8 points clear.
8 points clear with the game in hand.
So they are doing something, right?
Yeah. They've got some good
they're winning football. A lot of games.
Yeah.
But they couldn't beat Galatasaray twice. They got 2 draws against them. They didn't, they obviously got that draw away in the Bernabeu. But like you said, that was kind of the pinnacle of their season so far.
When they got that group, they kind of just went, if we can get third spot, we'd be happy.
Yeah. Who was it? Madrid. Who was
Madrid? PSG and Galatasaray.
They were never expecting to do anything there, were they?
Finishing third is quite a good result. Yeah. Galatasaray.
I would say Real Madrid wobbled a bit. They wobbled, but they were going to get second place all the time.
Yeah.
So are we expecting an easy game, a difficult one,
No, I'm expecting, like I say, I don't underestimate Colchester at all. They're there for a reason. I mean, who did he beat in the last round? Was it the one?
Palace.
Palace, so they've beaten Crystal Palace as well. Yeah, was it away at home?
I think it was at home.
So they're not to be underestimated. Then we've got
Colchester.
Could you imagine the stink if we miss out?
We can't afford to lose. I actually think Solskjaer's going to play a decent, like a pretty strong team.
I think he's going to be a very similar team to what played Alkmaar last week.
I think it'll be stronger than that.
He's stronger.
It needs to be. He has to be like more against Tottenham.
I think Rashford's going to play.
If you can rotate. If you're in a good position during the game, yes.
Yeah.
But you have to start with your strongest seed. Yeah. Never underestimate your opponent. Look at Astana.
Same with Rochdale. I know we got through that game, but it was touch and go, wasn't it? Yeah, and it's happened before. MK Dons, we saw it. The reason we could field those teams in the Europa League is because we had qualified.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference between you can rest players, you know you're through, and this, which is, well, we don't think they're very good.
It was embarrassing against Rochdale. No disrespect to him. It was embarrassing to win on penalties.
Of course it is. And we can't afford that again.
We were in here, we were almost saying, just, we could almost go out.
It felt like we were going to.
It was embarrassing, but anyway. So maybe a bit of a stronger team, but I think he'll rotate a bit. He said already he's going to rotate some players. Greenwood's got to start, hasn't he, though?
Yeah.
Greenwood's flying it.
Yeah, there's no way he doesn't start, do you think?
I think he suits more coming on as a sub.
Yeah. Even against Colchester.
Yeah.
I would start him, and see where it goes and that.
Yeah.
And then like, change it. If we're in a good position, second half, then rotate it.
Yeah.
But
I think like in the league, I think he's better off as a sub for now.
Yeah, I don't think starting.
But in these smaller games, kind of set,
I think the Europa League suits him because there's no pressure on it, and maybe this will suit him as well.
Yeah. And he seems to, the pressure don't get to him. Whatever pressure there is, does it? He's just ice cold.
I mean, he's got his goal on Sunday. That's his trademark.
Yeah.
Drilling it low and hard.
Hitting it dead early as well. He's done it
against Rochdale. He's done it against Astana. Like I say, was it five goals now he's got this season?
It's seven.
Seven.
Sorry, I apologise.
Yeah. Greenwood.
But he's good. One behind Martial, isn't
he? Ahead of Martial. He's one ahead now.
One ahead. But
the lad's
flying. So, like I said, I loved his goal Sunday. That's his trademark.
Mm, especially when we needed it as well. It's one of them when we're a couple of goals.
Comparing to Robin Van Persie, that's a hell of a tribute.
Van Persie's acknowledging
it
as well now, isn't
he? He did something yesterday. I don't know what it was with. And someone said to him, what do you make
of him? Like an Instagram Live, I think.
Yeah, it was something like that. And he's just said, what do you make of him? And he's like, well, he's copying me.
He's copied him.
He must be all right. If he's doing everything I'm doing, he must be all right.
Yeah, he obviously sees the comparison. It must be great for Greenwood seeing that, because obviously they'll have seen that. Imagine Robbie Van Persie sat there going, yeah, he's copied me, so he's pretty good. Yeah. That feels so good, wouldn't it?
It's a nice feeling, and you're getting comments and like tributes and that, so it can only help the lad and benefit him.
Absolutely, yeah.
And give him a smile going out training and all that, going onto the pitch. Like Rashford, he's living the dream.
Yeah.
So absolutely. With the team, what are the youngsters, do you reckon, start tomorrow? Because there's going to be a few.
I love Twanzebe.
Twanzebe, definitely.
Yeah, Twanzebe's got to start. I think we've got to see Brandon Williams again. Yeah. I think Shaw didn't have his best game against Everton, so I won't be surprised to see him.
Yeah.
I reckon we might see Garner as well.
You reckon?
Yeah, because I think either McTominay or Fred could do with the rest. Because I know Fred's been good, but he's been at United for 18 months.
Yeah.
And he only in the last 5 months has he been playing every game.
Yeah.
I reckon he might be due a rest. I know he's not played that many games, but his body must, he's had a year last season of hardly playing. All of a sudden he's playing every game in a row. Yeah. I reckon he might give him a rest.
I reckon
he got married and all that, didn't he, start the season?
Yeah, I reckon Fred could be seen a rest at the weekend this week.
Yeah, I think Fred's here for the future as well. And if you bring an experienced midfielder in, or one or two, he's going to be a part of the squad. I can see it, and same with McTominay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I think we need those people to come in and like supplement those players rather than necessarily.
Yeah, because you can't keep playing and playing and playing. You're going to need rest.
Yeah, we need someone to change it out.
What do you reckon, Angel Gomez as well? There's all this stuff going this week about him.
Yeah, a lot of talk about Gomez, isn't
there?
Gomez took all the, Manchester United player and stuff, deleted all that from his Twitter bio and his Instagram bio. Speculation he might be leaving.
I think he's gone.
He's gone. He's not signing the contract, so he's going to run it down. And like I say, I've heard Juventus, and Juventus love a free transfer, don't they? You know what I mean?
I think there's a lot.
Can't afford it, but we'll snap them up on freebies.
They're good at that.
Funds are not buying him back for 90 million a couple of years later, yeah, that would be
same old story, isn't it? There's been a few clubs, I think, with him. He was linked to Bayern before, he was linked to Barca as well.
I think
he seems suited to that Barca style of play, doesn't he? Small, nippy
player. Quoting me?
I'm quoting you,
you quoting me?
You trying to get that in there?
Well, no, I didn't.
You quoting me?
No, I'm not, actually.
You are quoting me?
It was an accident.
Brilliant.
I will sue the pants.
Have you got that copyrighted?
It's not copyrighted, but I will sue the pants.
Not yet, though. If he gets a good lawyer on it, definitely.
Yeah, so he's suited for that. As Andy will tell you, he's suited for that style of play. But I think that it's a difficult one because he's not played hardly for United this season, and I thought it was because Solskjaer didn't like him. He's a bit, not necessarily got the physicality, but it seems more and more as though contract dispute.
I think there's a bit of everything going on there. He's a bit injury prone as well. I don't think he has been fully fit. I think
it's a confidence thing as well.
A confidence thing. There's a lot of just.
There's potential there for
yeah,
him.
Because I think the other thing is the size of him. It doesn't really suit Premier League.
He will do a good job for a team.
He needs to be in a team who's absolutely boss in possession. But if quality around him,
could United, and I know it's on a free transfer, could United put in a clause to get him back? Or at least that refusal on him?
If he runs his contract down, I don't think United have got any say in it whatsoever.
He'd need to sell him now. Like before this all, it's end of the season, if they get him on a free.
Well, in January, if somebody comes in with 20, 30 million, just let him go. Because it could, then that money could be used to boost the squad.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Hopefully, we'll see him play. I mean, I think that would put. It's always hard to tell, isn't it? When there's a player talking about leaving and they play, you think, oh, he's safe. Or you think, actually, no, they want people to see how good he is so we can get a bit more for him.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it would be the former. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because if Solskjaer isn't keen on him, then you sort of think you have to kind of trust him. Like, we trusted him with Lukaku and Sanchez and all this. And you've got to think he sees him in training every day.
Which I think now, looking at it, it was the right decision to do those things. I think he could have got someone in. He could have got another centre forward.
Yeah, we should have got
someone. He wanted someone. I think
no plan B. And now we need this plan B for the second half of the season. And hopefully we're going to get it.
Yeah, I think that was the thing. But at the same time, I think he was bang on getting rid of Lukaku. It didn't fit what we were trying to do. He does not.
And Sanchez.
I think he's getting rid of the personalities that are against what he's trying to do with the place. Because you've seen it since then. It's been a lot better.
You've seen the team bond this year. You've seen the comeback against Sheffield United. Because like Solskjaer mentioned, after Everton last season, there was a lot of anger. Lot of anger out there from the fans. You could see it. The players were just some of the players were just like...
Yeah.
And then we've got Man City on a Wednesday. Same again.
Yeah. So well, Solskjaer said this season, he said... last season... no, he said this season, when someone comes to training and they don't work 100%, they stand out a mile now.
Yeah.
Whereas last season, there were so many of them coming in, playing half-arse, not really trying, that was almost the norm. Whereas now, he's got rid of a few people, he's changed the mindset a little bit. If you don't try 100%, you stand out as someone doesn't.
Yeah, there is an atmosphere in there, a happy atmosphere, and you can see the working for the... They're working for him, and like you say, the players this season are working for the fans as well.
It's not a work ethic issue now. It's a quality.
When we beat City, you could see what it meant.
You
could see the players at the end and the fans.
A different feeling to that game.
I've not felt that since PSG.
Yeah, that was the best moment.
You know what? I've still got a buzz and a bee in my bonnet about it. If that's the only thing we do this season, I'm finished fourth. Like you say, hopefully we'll do more, but. You want to feel
it's
like
those feelings,
you want that feeling, go to work on a Monday morning, happy, buzzing, you know what I mean?
But that's the thing with the PSG game. I know we went out after that and the results tailed off. That feeling that Solskjaer gave us is the best feeling since Ferguson retired for me. That felt better, more elated, more ecstatic than even when we won the Europa League.
The highest
point I've felt since Ferguson retired, and you can't take that away from Solskjaer. He's bringing those feelings back more often, like the City game.
Like you say, Fergie in the crowd, and he goes up and applauds him.
Amazing.
And it's like, oh man, this feels so good.
Well, that was the thing with that.
Yeah. I want more of this.
Cantona, Fergie, and Solskjaer, the picture after the PSG game. Stuff like that.
I want this more, and hopefully this team can do it and can feed us. Then, like I say, if we really do have a good season, he's nailed that job. He deserves another year.
And one of the things that was thrown at Solskjaer when we were going through that rough patch at the start of the season, having finished the last season on the rough patch was he's not improving the players. Well, I think now Rashford's certainly improved. Yeah. McTominay's the best
Martial.
He's ever been. Yeah. Martial's improved. Fred's improved.
De Gea. Yeah.
De Gea's improved, exactly. Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's five players that have definitely got better since Solskjaer got there. And that's really all you can ask from a manager. Improve the players you have. Yeah, yeah. And then we have to trust him to bring the right players in to make the team better. Like I said, there's a quality issue at the minute that, I don't want to slag any players off individually, but overall, that quality just isn't there to take us to the next level.
I think a lot of them players in there are squad players. I think we're relying right now on Jesse, we're relying on Pereira, we're relying on them players who are good players at certain times.
I think
ones you want to have.
I do think we need something in January. Yeah. I really do. And if they don't do anything, they're gonna regret this, and it'll be back to square one in the summer.
Yeah. Because also,
you could see it. There's something there. Because we only play one way sometimes, don't we? But if you add to that, then like you say, the flower blossoms, and you can go. You can go other ways. Like I say, I want Bruno Fernandes, but whether we can get him or not is another thing.
Well, we've been looking at Haaland. Of course,
Haaland's looking
about
like the one coming in.
I'm up for that.
Definitely. I mean, especially if it's this 17 million that they're talking about at the minute, this release clause. I mean, you can't.
I mean, that'd be ludicrous not to do. But the way Solskjaer's talking as well, going and meeting him.
I think to go meet him with Scrooge McDuck, it says something.
It's Edward, for those who don't know.
Yeah, that's my take on him. Watch DuckTales from the 80s, you'll get it. You know what I mean? There's something in it, but there is a stumbling block. His agent, Raiola.
He loves drama, doesn't he, Raiola? That's the thing.
Well, because my hope was, he's doing these meetings now. We're hoping January 1st, everything opens or whatever it is.
Yes.
It's done within the first
I won't be surprised if there's a few deals already done within the Premier League in general with other teams.
Well, that's what you want. That's what we used to do.
You're planning?
Whenever Invinic's coming, it wasn't a deadline day. These lads were in the pipeline. It was, right, we're having these two.
Yeah.
And they're coming in straight away and they're straight into the team or they're straight into the squad and things.
We're not notoriously known for buying in January. The only one recently was straight swap with Alexis Sanchez for Mkhitaryan,
which
didn't turn out well. No.
It's hard.
We could do again. I think one or two. I think
two
would be great.
Two, yeah, a midfielder and a striker. Yeah. I mean, United could shoot himself. United could buy Haaland and loan him back to Salzburg. Where's the logic in that?
There's no logic in that.
Because if they do that for the rest of the season, we shot ourselves in the foot.
I think the Salzburg thing, I think them getting knocked out of the Champions League the other week helps us a lot with this.
They're in the Europa League as well.
Now in the Europa League now, but at the same time for them going into the last 16 of the Champions League.
Can you play against your former club in the Europa League?
I think
we get Haaland, we get Bruno Fernandes, and Sporting Lisbon are in the Europa League as well.
Did they drop down? Sporting Lisbon?
Yeah, they're in.
Can we play? I know it's different. I don't think you can in Champions League.
I know you can go the other way. So you can sign someone that's been in the Europa League and goes play in the Champions League. I know you can do it.
So if Pogba went, he could go play for Real Madrid?
I think so, yeah. But I'm not sure whether...
you can play for two teams in the same competition.
You can go Champions League down. Because were we in the Champions League when Mkhitaryan...
They're in the FA Cup. You play one round.
Mkhitaryan could. Because Mkhitaryan went from United to Arsenal. It was in the Champions League. Went to Arsenal.
In the Europa League.
Maybe they scrapped it. I don't know. But it would be interesting.
Yeah.
But that's important things to matter. Because at the end of the day, that could be our most important thing at the end of the season. It could be Europa League. And if we've not...
There is a feeling. I've got the same buzz about a couple of years ago. Yeah. There's something there. This could be... I'd get out of jail card. Well, this could accelerate the process.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things I'm worried about in the Europa League is Wolves. United are so poor against Wolves. If we get every other team, the big teams, I mean, Inter would be tough because Conte's good and you've just got a feeling Lukaku would score. But every other big team, I sort of think we're pretty good against big teams. But Wolves have just got depending on how this one goes next week, in January, sorry, the FA Cup match, makes me just... They'd be the ones I'd be worried about. But like I said, there's a similar feeling of...
Their manager is suited to that competition because a lot of Portuguese players in there, like I say, they've got some great signings and that. Yeah. And they stumbled at the start of the season because of the pre-qualifiers. It's a long way in.
I mean, apart from that, I mean, there's some good teams in there. There's not bad teams in there. But there's no one that you draw and go, they're a lot better than us.
No.
Inter Milan, potentially, just because they're on a decent run in.
Ajax.
But even still, Ajax...
Yeah, I'd be a bit nervous for Sevilla as well because United just struggle against Spanish teams, don't they? But other than that,
but it's not like a massive team. It's not like you're coming against the team that's dropped out of Champions League.
No Atletico, no Dortmund, none of those teams.
None of
teams.
Is the draw panned out? Because, you know...
No.
So
no.
It's just usually...
It's a draw again. It's another redraw.
Because usually, in previous years, you could see, like, when we've got Bilbao, if we get past Bilbao, but...
It's going to be Liverpool.
You know, you could see who you would get. We never got past Bilbao, but when we... when we got Ajax, we knew we could have Bilbao.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's another draw for the next round, because it's only round of 32. There's still so many teams left in it. It's ridiculous.
I mean, you could get an all-English semi-final, final.
I definitely think the English teams will get it.
Celtic Rangers as well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fancy going and playing them. I'd love it. I'd love it.
Rise to the occasion. All right, if we're going to rise to the occasion, we can do that against Celtic and Rangers. I mean, can you imagine the atmosphere?
It'd be unbelievable. It'd be quality.
Old Trafford against one of them two. I mean, previously, Rangers are not welcome in this set. But obviously, for reasons, you know what I mean?
But
Celtic as well. The atmosphere's... I remember playing in 2007.
Yeah,
and Solskjaer got the winner.
Yeah.
Which was the one where they scored the free kick? Was that... That was away, wasn't
it? Parkhead,
yeah.
I think I was at the same one.
Did we miss a pelter? We did. Zaha missed a pelter.
Yeah, I was at that game as well. The atmosphere was brilliant, wasn't it? And there's a lot of Celtic fans in the home seats as well that made it an added atmosphere. That was really good. But I think generally speaking, you've got to have a good feeling in the way that we tackle big games.
Yeah.
It's the way Liverpool did it, isn't it? Because the thing with Arsenal, traditionally, I know that now they just lose to everyone, but traditionally, they look good against Watford, Palace, you know, Bournemouth and these lot of teams. And then they play the top teams and they lose every time.
So the opposite of us, aren't they?
Yeah. But Liverpool, a couple of years ago, they dropped points against the smaller teams, but had a way of beating the top teams, and they've used that to
I see what you're saying. They were 3-0 up at Bournemouth one game.
Yeah.
And they lost 4-3.
Yeah.
I think that was the season when we won the Europa League.
But they've
changed that now, and they've got this level base, which we can beat anyone.
Do you think that it's easier to go from beating the top teams and dropping points against the lower teams to champions, or the other way around? Would you rather be in our position, or, you know, beating all the bottom teams but struggling against the top teams?
I would rather beat the bottom teams and still know you got a chance of winning the league. Because you lose head to heads. Look, you could lose to City twice, Liverpool twice, draw with Arsenal, City, Chelsea, and you've beaten the rest of the league and you're still champions.
We used to not beat Chelsea in the season and still come up. Be above them.
Yeah.
We used to do that a lot.
We used to always lose to Chelsea.
Run to Chelsea where we were
lost twice to Blackburn, still won the league.
Yeah. Well,
lost to Arsenal?
I don't know. I like the way we're going. I think we're missing one or two players that will make that massive difference. I think we're not far off as everyone.
We need personalities.
Yeah, you need personalities. You need some just quality players in, to be honest. And I think maybe some older players, by the sounds of it now, you're looking at Haaland, Sancho, 19, 20 years old.
Mm.
We might need to sign some players that are a little bit older in there because, you know...
You may need somebody with an ego. We're not going to... Like I say, maybe... Don't go for mega signings, but maybe you need that one mega signing just to unite everybody.
Yeah.
You know, galvanise.
Well, you kind of look at how Tottenham did it. Tottenham have made good signings, a lot of young players, and they've built a really good team. But they were always lacking that one player, that one star player with a bit of confidence
to just bring it all together.
To bring it all together. And then, because now that team's sort of gone through its path and not won anything, they kind of dropped off, which United could, if they go down this path of getting younger players in, building the team. If you've not got any winners in there, if you've not got them top personalities, that's where you could...
See, that's the thing I do think with Pogba that we underestimate. He has won a lot of trophies in his career. If we get to those finals, we get to those big games when we're pushing for trophies, we're pushing for, you know, fourth place, and hopefully eventually we're trying to challenge for the title. I think he's one of the few players in this team that is so used to winning that he will be able to carry those performances through a whole season. I think the one problem with losing him... Do you don't think he's got that, or do you think that we could replace it?
I said this on a previous podcast. I'm not bothered if he plays for United again or if he does. I mean, I don't doubt his technical ability. He's the best player we got. But it's becoming a bit of a circus now with what Solskjaer said. I seen it this morning and I was just like, what a load of tosh. Absolute lies. Mm. I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with family. Go to your brother's wedding. Yeah, no problem at all.
But dancing,
I don't dispute he's got an injury, but you don't need to put it on your Instagram, lad. You know what I mean? Yeah. You've roughed it up enough fans, enough as it is. There's a section of United fans that love him.
because of Instagram, because of his popularity, and United will use that to their advantage, which I understand. But like I say, I'm from old school. I want to see, have you ever seen him give 100%? Have you ever seen bust a gut? No. And it's just it's the way Pogba, it's his personality. He wants to be him, fair enough. But if he has to go, let him go. And I'm personally not bothered if he goes or stays. I'm really not bothered.
Do you think we can replace him and be better without him?
Yeah, we can.
With the money that we get for him.
Yeah, if you get for him, if you buy right and we're building for the future, we're better off without him. Mm. I mean, if he stays to the season and helps us to get where we want to be, yeah, then let him go. Yeah. But I'm personally, if he goes in January, au revoir, you know what I mean?
I'm not too, but I think if you'd have said this probably 6 weeks ago and said Pogba was going to go, I think everyone would have been panic stations because they've gone that midfield.
Could be already done deal.
That McTominay Fred thing, I said it's given us a bit of time, so we just kind of go, do you know what? We've got a football team.
We can
function without him. And if he wants to go, let him go. My worry now is, where does he go? Does he go? Because Madrid have spent a lot of money and Madrid have done all that. Does he go to Madrid now? Are Madrid going to sign him?
This is one thing I dispute about. You can only sell. I mean, Ed Woodward said last month you can only sign 3 players in the transfer window. Smashed that on the head. Yeah. Real Madrid got 5 in the summer. 5. Yeah, yeah. I don't doubt that.
It's just whether.
But whether they can afford him.
It's not whether they can afford him. It's whether he fits into what they're doing.
Offered Bale, Rodriguez. You know what I mean? I don't want him. They're past it.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
all players who can't get now.
Is there anyone in Real Madrid that could benefit United? Varane, maybe.
I like Isco.
Varane, Isco, maybe. One of them.
It's whether he gets
maybe. I'd say
the thing with Bale is, if you got him on a loan, maybe from January to the end of this season, it's worth maybe taking it. But you don't want to be giving Gareth Bale a 3-year contract.
I don't want Gareth Bale on.
Give me the Bale at Tottenham.
Yeah.
Snap your hands off.
But I don't even want that Bale of 350 grand a week or whatever it's going to cost, because he's on fortune.
All he cares about is playing golf.
Yeah, yeah.
Golf, not Wales, Madrid. You've seen the flag.
Yeah, yeah. It's brilliant. I think he's
brilliant.
He's up to that point now.
Yeah. Right. You know what? That's been excellent. Thanks very much for joining me. Cheers for joining me, Andy.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, lads.
It was a pleasure, wasn't it? It was good. Relax. Thanks for joining us at home. Obviously, we're going to have all the build-up to all the games, the Watford game, the Colchester game, everything like that. We're back live again, of course.
Let's go to Wembley.
Yeah, we want to go to Wembley. Right. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
See you later.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.